Well, from County Sligo and Innisfree to County Kerry and Tralee. I mentioned earlier on about the festivals that take place around Ireland every summer, and I'm sure the other towns will forgive me when I say the most famous of all festivals takes place here in Tralee. It's a week of non-stop party atmosphere when the town welcomes girls from all over the world who come to compete for the title of the Rose of Tralee. I'm looking forward to meeting some of those girls and, of course, singing the song.
Pale moon was rising above the green mountains. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beauty Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantles were spreading when Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
Well, we've almost come to the end of our trip around Ireland, and you know I've had a great time. And what better place for me to finish than up in my own Donegal. For me, its unique scenery and friendly people have a special kind of magic. And of course, no matter where I travel or wherever I live, it'll always be home. One of my favourite places in Donegal is Arranmore Island. I used to come here when I was a wee boy on holidays, and when I started with my own band, it was one of the first places that I came to play. And every year we come back to enjoy a night of song and dance with the people of Arranmore. And as the ferry approached the island, I was surprised and delighted with the turnout of people that had gathered to greet us. Familiar faces and friendly smiles gave me once again that sense of belonging that I always feel when I come to Arranmore. And sure, how could I refuse the request to sing a verse or two?
I've traveled far neath the northern star since the day I said goodbye, and seen many maids and their golden glades beneath the tropic sky. There's a vision in my reverie that I cherish evermore. That grand Colleen in her gown of green, she's the rose of Arranmore. Everybody sing this thing.
Over the years, many people from Arranmore were forced to emigrate, and in some cases, leaving their island homes unattended. But today, many of them have returned and built up new homes, and they're now bringing up their families in those familiar surroundings that they grew up in themselves. Andrew and Mary Early returned from Chicago some years ago, and they now own a pub here on the island where we'll play tonight, and once again we'll meet all those people who gathered on the pier to greet us this morning as we arrived on our Donegal shore.
Oh, I know it's not right reminiscing tonight of days that are gone and returning no more. For the girl I dream of has another man's love far, far away on a Donegal shore. But why should I care, or she's happy or there? She may have children, she may be wealthy or poor, but I can't help my dreams of what might have been if I stayed at home on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gidor. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop could be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal shore. Now there's no one to blame, but before she his name, when she told me she loved him, it hurt to the core. But I could never descend to be only her friend, so I left her there on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gidor. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop would be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop could be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal
Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed that little musical tour of Ireland from Daniel O'Donnell. I explained at the beginning that it was a video, but I think you could use your imagination there, and I think the dialogue was such that it was easy to follow. And I hope it pleased all our listeners, but particularly I know we have lots of Daniel O'Donnell fans, And in the near future, we'll be also featuring other artists. Not quite the same. I mean, we can only have a certain amount of musical tours of Ireland. But we'll be featuring other artists. And if there's anyone you'd like featured, well, drop me an email. Well, we haven't had a female vocalist for a little while on the programme. So we're going to put that to rights now, because that lovely singer Trudy Lawler is going to tell us all about that lovely cottage in the Glen.
In my dreams I still go to a place that I know, and I long to see once again. It's a place dear to me, and it always will be. It's my old cottage home in the Glen. Through the meadows I'd roam, just beside my old home, and visit the neighbors and friends. Then I'd make my way back along the old track to my old cottage home in the Glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then. And a welcome was sure for the rich and the poor in that old cottage home in the Glen. I would give all I own just to see that old home and chat with the old folks again. But now they are gone, only memories live on of that old cottage home in the Glen. When my time here is done and my last days have come, I'll return to my birthplace, and then just lay me to rest in the land I love best, in that old cottage home in the Glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then. And a welcome was sure for the rich and the poor in that old cottage home in the Glen. Just lay in the land I love best, near that old cottage home in the Glen.
Thank you.
Highly talented Sharon Shannon there, with no less than the RTE Light Orchestra, the whole Gansey load of them there, playing a piece called Off the Hook. I think there was more than one piece there, so maybe it was Off the Hooks. Isn't she a wonderful musician? Multi-talented, that girl, appearing all over the world. In fact, she appeared in Bray last week. And I missed her because I was out of town on that particular evening. Now, from one talented musician to another, earlier on in the program, we had a feature from Daniel O'Donnell. I think in the not too distant future, we'll have a feature from this artist. A big fan of Johnny McAvoy, am I? And I'm going to not play you my favourite Johnny McAvoy track, which you all know, of course, is the Ballad of John Williams. But my second favourite Johnny McAvoy song, this one is entitled Long, Long Before Your Time. I think it's lovely. I think it's sad. I think it's tuneful. And I think Johnny sings it really well.
You ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, or why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. Well, sit yourself beside me, love, and put your hand in mine, and I'll tell you why someone I loved long, long before your time. I'm sitting here and thinking of those days so long ago, when I was just a child like you and a girl I used to know.
through fields of green. We laughed and played and sang our merry rhymes. Oh, summer days were warmer then, long, long before your time. Through childhood years, our love did bloom, till our hearts were just as one. And we promised each eternal love in the church below the town. We settled in this little house I was proud to call her mine. Oh, we were young and happy then, long, long before. One lovely year was all we had until sickness came, that stole the roses from her cheeks. My tears, they fell like rain. For 9 long months she carried you, but in the end she died. She chose to go so you might live, long, long before your time. So you ask me why I look so sad on this bright summer day, or why the tears are in my eyes and I seem so far away. It's just you seem a lot like her when your eyes look into mine, and you smile so much like she did long, long before your time. And you smile so much like she did long, long before. Your time.
You know, friends, I think that is one beautiful song. Doesn't Johnny sing it really well? Long, long before your time. Here we have a song by Eileen King. Now, Eileen King, and I wasn't aware of this, is known as the Ireland's country sweetheart. I didn't know that. Here she's singing Croce de Oro, which... is it not that mean the cross of gold, or am I getting it wrong again? So what's new, Joe? Here's Eileen King.
My darling, my lover, my
back in my arms once again.
Some time ago on Sounds Irish, I played a version of Danny Boy. I play Danny Boy quite a lot. But this was the bluegrass version by Ronnie Bowman and the Rook Band. Now, I know it didn't meet with everybody's approval, but I liked it and so did some other people. So take a listen to this. Friends, with that unusual version of Danny Boy from Ronnie Bowman and the Rook Band, we bring this week's edition of Sounds Irish to a close. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world, and if it's not, I pray that you'll be given the strength to cope. May good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. This is Joe Bollard saying, until next week, thanks for listening. Take care. God bless. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.